Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 231. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I'm excited for this one, namely because I don't have a really robust outline for this one. Usually, I spend a lot of time writing an outline. Usually, I'll spend a couple hours writing my thoughts down, kind of all the examples I want to talk about, really just to be prepared. I usually always do that. But for this one, I was like, I just have a really simple idea that is actually really, really obvious, but it's simple. And I figured I'll just go off the top for it and see where it takes me. And it's something that for me, I really live by, of course, as with everything I talk about here, but it just makes me chill. It makes me like chilled out. It makes me not take things personally in life. And a lot of times people are like, Case, like, are you human? You don't seem to really get down a lot. You don't seem to really get bothered. And you know, that's just because I just bottle everything up. Of course, I just push it down, right? The healthy way. But kidding. It is kind of true though, I think, that very little really bothers me. Like I'll get upset. I'll get frustrated like the next guy. But I've learned to snap out of it rather quickly. And I think the reason that I do that, the reason that I don't take things personally, the reason that I can rebound when something doesn't go right, when you know someone is just a complete a-hole to me or rejects me or overlooks me, I think is this idea of puddles versus oceans. Puddles versus oceans. And I'll come back to that analogy in a bit, but you know I had to sneak an analogy in. It always helps me make the point. But this idea of puddles versus oceans is basically the idea of being curious versus being judgmental in life. And I think it's that distinction, it's living that distinction that I think can really just help you chill out. It's this idea that when someone ghosts you, when someone says something that offends you or shocks you or frustrates you, when someone disappoints you or rejects you, do you respond to it with snap judgment or do you respond to it with curiosity? When someone flakes on you, when someone disappoints you, when someone does a complete 180 on you and leaves you hanging, when someone rejects you, when you catch the early flight home from San Diego and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a freaking magic show ready to double team your girlfriend, can you respond with curiosity instead of immediate judgment? That's a quote from Old School, by the way. But seriously, I really think this is the key to not taking things personally in life. This is the key to dealing with difficult people. This is the key to dealing with people who disappoint you. This is the key to remembering that most of the time, it's not you, it's them. That when someone hurts you, when someone frustrates you, that's them projecting their own imperfection on you, their own issues. And you realize this quite clearly when you decide to respond to those things and these circumstances with curiosity instead of judgment. And you'll see here what I'm talking about. But I think the like clickbait headline for this episode would be something along the lines of responding with curiosity reminds you that someone else's action says a lot about them and very little about you. Very little. Right? It's that like very little that other people do is because of you. It's because of them, who they are, their past, their issues, their imperfections, their insecurities. And when you learn to respond to people with curiosity rather than judgment, this becomes super obvious, and I'll show you why here. So I'll hop right into it. I'd be remiss to not give a quick shout out to what I've got going on, newmindsethoodist.com. There you could pick up the 60-day New Mindset Journal and also my newly released single, Is Your Superpower, journal concept. So check it out. Let me know what you think. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much. You know, I'm super, super grateful for your support. You guys are buying those a lot, like crazy, 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 crazy. And it means a lot. So I'll leave it there. Quick promo. But so this idea of judgment versus curiosity and why choosing the latter, curiosity, is going to lead you to seriously just chill out and take things less personally. So like responding with judgment is what you probably already do, right? Someone ghosts you, someone takes forever to get back to you, someone breaks up with you, someone all of a sudden becomes a bad friend to you, someone talks shit behind your back and you find out, right? Like those things. You respond in the most human way possible. And that's with judgment, both towards them and also maybe towards yourself. You might say like, oh, F them. Like they're a terrible person who can't communicate. They were dishonest with me. They were just messing with me. They're a bad person, right? And you might point that out yourself and say, man, just here it is. Another time I've been hurt. Another time I've been disappointed. This is a pattern. This is my life now. Kind of woe is me, right? That's judgment. It's immediate. It's a snap reaction. It's negative. And it's surface level. Right? It's a puddle, not much depth, not really a second taken to consider if maybe there's more to it. Maybe there's more to what happened than you're seeing or reacting to. Maybe, you know, not a second really taken to consider that that person has an issue with themselves, their own imperfection that caused them to act that way. You know, not a second to consider that, hey, this isn't a reflection of you. It's a reflection of them. You know, instead you just snap judgment. That's judgment. But then there's curiosity. And this isn't like in the intellectual sense, like, you know, I wonder how electricity is made kind of curiosity. This is in the empathetic sense. I think if you want to just chill out and learn to not take everything personally, if you want to learn to not jump to conclusions about yourself, then curiosity is the key, 100%. So in this sense, like when someone does any one of those things to you that I list out, right? They hurt you, they leave you, they ghost you, they don't communicate with you, they reject you. When that happens, you can respond with curiosity instead of judgment. And that looks like this. It looks like you diving into them instead of yourself. It's you being curious about their imperfections that led them to act that way. When someone flakes on you, instead of judging, you say, man, I wonder what's going on in their life. When someone drops the ball at work, a coworker, you say, man, I bet they've got a lot in their plate. When someone ghosts you and doesn't communicate with you, you say, okay, you suck. But, you know, I wonder if something happened in their life. Maybe an ex came back into the picture, whatever. When someone says something hurtful to you, like, Case, man, your stupid quote picks are whack. And your feet look stupid. Okay, you mother. But I'd be like, okay, that person has some serious insecurities in their life. They've got some pain and frustration to work out, right? That is curiosity. And it's an ocean for sake of the analogy. It has depth. There are things to explore, things you don't know about that person, things to discover about that person. So you're no longer making a snap judgment about someone else or about yourself until you ask yourself, what more might there be? What is it about them that led them to do that thing? And that's the vibe here. And this is the difference between reacting to people with judgment and reacting to them with curiosity. And it's also the difference between reacting to yourself with judgment and reacting to yourself with curiosity. This is the difference between approaching a puddle versus an ocean. A puddle has no depth. What's on the surface is what's on the surface, and that's that. But an ocean has a lot to it, obviously. And whether you dig this analogy or not, I might be reaching with it, but the world, people, relationships are always, always, always an ocean. There's always more to it. There's always more to someone than you can see in the immediate. there's always an opportunity to consider what is at a depth that you can't see. And like, to me, this is very, very obvious, right? This is like super simple, like 101 mindset. This is like turn your cheek the other way kind of mindset. This is stoic, like check your ego kind of vibes. But I love saying things that are obvious on the podcast because we are humans. And I think our favorite thing to do is to ignore the obvious, is to ignore the obvious in favor of the easy. And I think you know it's easier, of course, to react to people's bullshit with snap judgment. It's so much easier to slap a label on someone and just call it a day, right? You got ghosted. Yep. Yeah, he's a fuckboy, of course. You got broken up with. Yeah, now she's stuck up. Forget her. You're frustrated, you're hurt, you're betrayed by someone. Yeah, that he's a freaking loser. You know, she's horrible, she's a waste of life, right? So much easier to respond with a judgmental label because it does what you want, it helps you make sense of life. But to me, it's like that's not very chill. It's not very chill. What's it called? A vibe check? Isn't that what the kids say? Vibe check? Well, vibe check, I think doing that, reacting to life and people that way, it's going to fill your heart with hate. I really think it does. It turns you cold and callous and cynical and judgmental. That the more you react with judgment, the more your interpretation of the world and people becomes spiteful and negative. And yeah, like, okay, some people in circumstances truly do deserve like a scathing conclusion. And, you know, it's like, F you, Lisa, you broke my heart in eighth grade. And, you know, my opinion of you will never change. Okay, I don't want to talk about it. But like beyond that, like there's patterns of behavior that you can adjust in life. And it's recognizing that judgment doesn't offer you a very empathetic view of the world and people. I think if I could choose one word to describe my like ideal state, my ideal 24/7 mindset, it would be empathetic, because you're at peace when you're empathetic. And I think the way to do that is to react to other people's bullshit with a healthy dose of attempted understanding, aka curiosity. It's not agreeing and accepting their behavior by any means. It's simply trying to understand it. And that's huge, because when you understand it, or when you try to understand it, you stop blaming yourself. You don't label yourself. And that's the biggest win of all here. You're taking where your eyes are looking and you're shifting them to where it belongs, them, their imperfections. And it's recognizing that no one is perfect. And for the most part, everyone is looking out for themselves. Like everyone is acting out of self-preservation. Right? And that doesn't mean that they're out to get you. That doesn't mean that you are a piece of shit and you deserve all these nasty things. That doesn't mean that you have something wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you have a big bullseye on you that says, hey, hurt me here. Right? It doesn't. It might feel that way. And I'm sorry if you're like, dude, Case, like at a certain point, it becomes a pattern and I can't break free of that pattern. Like I am a punching bag. And I'm like, I really think that you can break free, in a sense. You can break free of that knee-jerk reaction that you have of being judgmental and instead replace that with a more peaceful sense of curiosity. And you'll see what I'm saying here. You'll come to believe what I believe, and that's that people are inherently good, but their intentions are usually self-serving. And because of that, their execution of their self-interest, yeah, it could hurt you. It absolutely can hurt you. It's recognizing that everyone is carrying around with them their own baggage, their own weight, their own insecurities, their own disappointments. And yeah, sometimes, maybe a lot of times, that can and will turn around and it will hurt you. But I think a sense of empathy, a sense of curiosity will make that clear to you. And when you start approaching people like that, you're not going to immediately react with judgment. You're not going to label other people, and you're most certainly not going to label yourself. And I think it goes without saying, but yes, you should always declare that you deserve better. Yes, you know, that should never change. You're not accepting someone else's behavior or disrespect towards you, right? But you'll feel better by asking yourself questions rather than hurling judgment. Like, hands down, you'll just feel better. Like, everything I talk about on the show, it doesn't heal you. It just helps you in the immediate. And I think, you know, your future healing comes from an immediate sense of peace, right? So saying things like, I wonder why they did that, right? That is curiosity. Saying, I wonder what is it about them that made them think that they could do this to me, right? I'm willing to bet that they're hurting on the inside. They have this insecurity or that, right? They're projecting their own issues on me. I wonder what insecurities they have. I wonder why they're this way. I wonder what happened to them, right? I think doing this is super obvious, but it reminds you that it's not about you, it's about them. And like, I get it. Like, that's not going to help in retrospect, right? That's not going to make a failed relationship hurt less. It's not going to heal you if you feel broken or betrayed or whatever negative emotion you're feeling. But it will make you realize that it's more about them and it's rarely about you. Someone says something incredibly hurtful like, hey, I found someone better than you. Oh man, that sucks. But it's like, hey, that's still about them. Something about them, some insecurity about them makes them think that it's okay to say something like that and do something like that. So clearly they are confused, they are hurt, they are unintentional in their life. And that's a them issue. Yes, it hurt you, but still it's on them. Or like someone lets you down in your life. Someone disappoints you in a big way. Okay, that's super frustrating. But still, that's about them. That's their lack of commitment. That's their lack of respect and loyalty to you. Yes, of course, not denying that it hurt you, but it's a flaw of theirs. And I think like thinking like that, even if just a little bit more than you normally do, responding with curiosity like that rather than judgment, I think it'll make that super clear to you. And it'll be super clear to you that I think rarely is any circumstance or a person a puddle, right? There's always something deeper to consider. And yeah, it might lead you to the same conclusion that you jumped at in the first place, that, you know, that person is not a good person, that person is a fuckboy or whatever. But I think training yourself to respond this way initially is going to make you realize that their action doesn't always mean intention, and imperfect people are going to be just that. They're going to be imperfect. And when that's the case, when that's on the top of your brain and you realize that, you don't need to respond with knee-jerk reactions and knee-jerk judgment. You don't need to respond with self-loathing judgment or taking it personally. You just respond with curiosity. And that will set you free because you won't get any more of your energy sucked into their imperfection. Yes, it doesn't negate the fact that you're still on the receiving end of it, but you don't have to make it double worse by judging yourself, giving more of your energy away, or doubting yourself. You simply respond with curiosity. And that's curiosity that leads you to understand and define who they are, that they have imperfect depth to them that led them to treat you unfairly or in a negative way. And when you realize that, yeah, it still might hurt, but you can be free to take that action less personally. Because again, it's about them and their imperfections. And you realize that when you approach people like oceans and not puddles. So that's it. Just something that I was thinking about, something that I was kind of vibing about recently, and it kind of really sets me free. So I hope that was helpful. If it was, I'd love if you'd share the podcast with a friend. And of course, I'd be super, super grateful if you would check out newmindsethoodist.com, pick up the 60-day New Mindset Journal, pick up Single is Your Superpower, and let me know what you think. And that's it. Text me, DM me. I love chatting with you all. And until next episode, I'm out.